The Minor Prophets, Chapter 8, The Day of Small Things. Who has despised the day of small things? Not the Lord, for he makes use of small things to accomplish his purposes. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. In harmony with this, the Lord says, Fear not, you worm Jacob, and you few men of Israel. Behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Nothing is too small for the Lord to pay attention to it. If God did not care for small things, he would neglect the principal part of the world, because there are far more small things than large ones. Indeed, even the large things are composed of small particles. God's infinite greatness manifests itself in this, that he can personally superintend an infinite number of details, without being worried or flurried. Where there is the greatest weakness, there does he exhibit his greatest power. Therefore, why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, either is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. E.J. Wagoner.